USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours. As top officials from China and the United States meet in snowy Anchorage, Alaska, grandstanding by both superpowers exposes the depth of their divide. Bonnie Glaser, the director of the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says expectations should remain low. A reset of the relationship is not in the cards. Spring officially arrives in the Northern Hemisphere on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Let's get an update on student loan debt relief. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students.
At a November press conference, at that time, President-elect Biden said federal student loan debt cancellation figures into his plan. It's holding people up, he said. Democrat senators want Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in debt through executive orders, while the president has urged lawmakers to pass legislation lifting $10,000 in loans. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Galen tells MajorLeagueBaseball.com about finding a new home in Arizona.
I think so, yeah. When you get traded, it's that weird feeling of, you know, am I wanted here? Is it a business? Whatever it is. But, you know, I love being here. The org, the guys, you know, everything I think just kind of fits my style.
Zach explains how ball placement is more important than speed.
Yeah, I think it's just something, you know, I grew up, I didn't throw hard at all. Had a late velo spike. I think it was my junior year. So for me, it's always just kind of been, you got to learn how to pitch. You got to learn how to mix pitches. You know, I think it was kind of funny back in the day. That was almost a slight of, you know, they were like, oh, he's going to have to mix pitches. But for me, I just think it was a chess match when I'm out there, just trying to outsmart the hitter, use every weapon I have.
Zach's pitching strategy appears to be being predictably unpredictable.
I mean, for me, I just love, you know, different sequences that are outside the box, really. That started back in 19 with Brian Holiday in New Orleans. You know, he was just calling some pitches in different counts that I probably didn't, you know, necessarily think about, and then just went from there. So for me, it's just trying to keep the guys on their toes, not get too predictable, and you know, just stay down in the zone, go up when I have to, and let everything else work off of that.
The Diamondbacks and Brewers mix it up today in spring training, 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.